Well, hello, my amazing listeners. It's your girl, Faye. I'm back. First of all, how are you? How are you guys? I'm sure you're doing well. Let me know how you're doing. Send me a DM. Put a comment on the post when I post this on Instagram. Let me know how you're doing. Thank you all for rocking with me, staying with us on Two Scoops of Truth. This podcast wouldn't be here without God and you listeners and your feedback and the encouragement, even when we go quiet. And this might most likely be the last episode of this season. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for, you know, riding with me. Just thank you, guys. And in rounding off this season, I don't know what the Lord will say, but my intention is that this will be the last episode of this season. We'll take a little break, and then season 6 will come on afterwards. Hopefully, we can move on to other things, but let me dive right into the message before spilling the beans. I may not always say this in the podcast just to remind us of God's love, but I want to say this today. God loves you. God loves you. You listening. It might seem like a very simple word. It might seem like, I know that. What are you talking about, Faye? God loves you. I sense in my spirit to remind someone that God loves you. Now, it seems like a very easy word, but God's love is all you need. God's will, his love, his intentionality is all you need. That's the meaning of my name, God Loves Me. And I know that I've experienced the love of God, especially when I didn't even deserve it. Oh my God. Like, God just loves me. And I want you to know that God loves you, because the enemy will try to make you think that you've done something wrong and you're undeserving of his love and, you know, you're the worst thing since whatever. But he loves you. And so the anchor scriptures for today's episode can be found in Romans 8:32. That's one of my favorite scriptures. I hold on to that when I'm in a season, you know, where I'm just hoping and expecting something. And I just have to remind myself that, you know what? God's got me. God loves me. And if he didn't withhold Jesus, the only son he had at that time, if he didn't withhold Jesus from me, he'll give me anything. So whatever I think I don't have now is not because God doesn't want to give it to me. He's not wicked. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's not just withholding it. It might be that it's not the right time. It might be that it's not the right season. It might be that it's coming. And so I have to be patient. And I remind myself of that scripture. Recently, I got a sweatshirt, and I put that scripture on my sweatshirt. Just, you know, just as a reminder. And so that's one of the scriptures for today's message. And the other one can be found in Isaiah 49 from verse 15, where it basically talks about God being better than our parents. Even if a mother forgets their child, he would never forget us. And I'll just quickly read both and share some encouragement, and then we'll call it a day. So the first one, let me use, you know, just let's see, NLT. Okay, so Romans 8:32. Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, wouldn't he also give us everything else? It was a question. You know, it's like from verse 31, it says, what shall we say about such wonderful things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Nobody. But verse 32 is the highlight for me. If God didn't spare his only child, he would give us everything else. So let's trust him. And then Isaiah 49, I'm reading this in the Message translation, verses 15 to 18, but I'm going to focus on the 15 part. Message puts everything together, but anyway, can a mother forget the infant at her breast? Can she? It's highly unlikely. It says, can she walk away from the baby she bore? Some mothers can. And the Bible says, but even if mothers forget, like say, you know, even if, I would never forget you. Never. 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 Like God is saying this here for me to remind us that he would never forget us. It says, look, I've written your names. That means God's hands are really big, because this is all our names. I've written your names on the back of my hands. Wow. I'm guessing he used one hand to write it on the other. So I'm honestly, I don't even know. My mind is going to places. But like, he wrote, God, you're so awesome. He's written our names on the back of his hands. So he's ambidextrous. I mean, obviously, he can use both hands. In the same capacity. It says that the walls you're rebuilding are never out of my sight. Basically, everything you're doing is never out of his sight. I don't need to read further. You can read it if you want, Isaiah 49. But these two scriptures, you know, kind of capture my thoughts for today. And I just want us to remember that whatever you're going through, even when you don't hear anyone encouraging you or sharing the word, or you can't hear your pastor, or you're, you know, there's that voice inside of you making you feel defeated, or making you wonder why God hasn't given you what you've expected. You know, the year is halfway gone. What is happening? Trust him. If he didn't withhold his own son, how much more would he freely, including the son, give us all things? God is so intentional. And I think that one of the things that I'm realizing is that he makes everything beautiful in his time. It's so hard to comprehend until the time, the appointed time happens. And then you can look back and say, ah, this was your plan all along. He doesn't reveal things to us at once. He loves to play hide and seek. He loves to give us surprises. He's just a sweet father like that. He's so intentional. You know, right now, I'm literally like, God, just surprise me. You know, just do it. Let me know that you did this. I believe God so much for all of us, you know, even the listeners, like whatever it is that you're asking God for, just trust him and hold on to the fact that he will make everything work out together for your good. We might have our timeline, but God has his perfect timing. And if we can just trust him, it's hard sometimes, I know, but just trust him. He's never late. He remembers. He remembers. I was watching a couple on YouTube a few moments ago. What am I saying? It was a while ago, but anyway, and their story just inspired me. They met each other on social media. It was like God led both of them. It was just so sweet, and they were married. They met from the time they met and the time they got married was 5 months. And now that seems a bit fast, but that was what God had planned for them. And they said that God remembered. So if, for example, if one of them felt like God had forgotten, he didn't. He literally said in this scripture, I can never forget you. I've carved out your names in my hands. And so just like God did that for that couple, whatever it is that you've been waiting for, whatever it is that seems like it's taken so long, God can do it just like that. Boom. Within 5 months, your life can turn upside down for good. God can do anything. He created the world in 6 days. Don't doubt him. He can never forget you. He can just tell yourself, God can never forget me. He will never withhold anything from me that is for me. It might just be that it's not time, but it will come to pass if he has said it, because he cannot lie. It is impossible for God to lie. If God says, I will give you a son, you will have that son. If God says, I will give you that house, you will have that house. I'm a testimony, living testimony of that. It seemed impossible. And I was like, how? at some point I thought it was my mind. I'm like, but God, you gave me this word, and it didn't seem like it was happening. And on that day, in that moment, God sent someone to me, and everything fell in place. Everything fell in place, and I got the house that I wanted. You know, God is so intentional. If only we could just trust him. And I want to leave us with these two scriptures. Every one is in the Old Testament and one is in the New Testament. And why did I do that? Because, well, first of all, the Lord led me. I can't take credit. It was the Holy Spirit's doing. But they're both two scoops. They're both two scoops of the truth. One from the Old Testament, the first scoop, and the other scoop is from the New Testament. They're two scoops of truth. Take your scoops, take your dessert, hold on to these scriptures like I'm holding on to them. And let's say that if God did not withhold Jesus from us to die for our sins on the cross, the death of a sinner, of someone who is cursed, he became cursed for us, because cursed is he who is you know, hangs from a tree, and he took away our sin and our punishment. If he went through all that, he didn't just die a regular death. He said, I will go and I will take the pain, and I'll suffer what they should have suffered. If God could say, yeah, you can do that, my son, just so he can have us, why would he be withholding anything from you? No, he's not an evil father. He's a faithful father. He's a generous father. He loves you. He loves us. And so he cannot withhold. And you might think, oh God, but you forgot me. No, he's not your earthly mother or father. They may love you to bits, and they may forget. You may not even have experienced parenthood. You may not have ever experienced being a father or mother. You may be a parent, and you could forget your child at the airport. You could forget your child in the car seat in the car. You could forget your child on the plane in the car, anywhere. But God will never forget you. He doesn't forget. He cannot forget. It's not in his DNA to forget. Guess what? He can't forget, because he has also carved our names on his hands. Every time he looks at his hands, he sees us. He's just faithful. He's faithful. And so my assignment today is to encourage us that God cannot forget us. He definitely remembers every single prayer that we pray, and he will definitely grant it. He has given us all things, and the manifestation will be evident in our lives very soon. Just keep declaring it. Keep declaring what you want. Keep holding on. And by faith, you'll obtain a good report. By faith, you will have what you say. By faith, you will see that thing that you've hoped for. And you'll say, what we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. Oh, I'm going to hold it right there. That was my altar voice, because I didn't want to be all soprano right now. But my point is, you will come back. You would literally remember and testify to God's goodness if you could just hold on. Before the end of this year, I pray that as you listen to this episode, you would remember this prayer and you will say, God did it. See what the Lord has done. I pray that God will exceed our expectations. I pray that the presence of the Lord will be with you and remind you that if he didn't withhold his son, he will give you that thing you want. He will give you his son. He will give you much more. He'll give you your gift. He'll give you what belongs to you. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. He hasn't forgotten. He knows what you need. And just like you wouldn't give a child a Lamborghini or a key to any car, but you would give that child when they turn 16 or 18 or when they can drive, God's bringing you a gift. Just hold on a minute. It just has to happen in his time. And you're like, well, when is the time? I don't know that time, but he does. And he's just asking for us to trust him. It won't be long. What you waited for will come to pass. Hold on to his word, give thanks, and in a bit of you just trusting him, it sounds repetitive, you know, just keep praising God, just keep declaring it and keep thanking him and keep having fun. Be grateful that you can even breathe, that you're living, you know, because if you had that thing you wanted and you were not alive, how would you enjoy it? So let's have a paradigm shift and thank God for what we have. And, you know, while we're expecting what we're, you know, expecting, let's just hold on to God's word and the fact that God loves us and he's not withholding anything from us. So I love you with the love of God. And yeah, have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. And until next time, it's your girl Faye. Love you. Mwah. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please like, rate, subscribe, and share. Or you can take a screenshot and share with your friends on your social stories. Have a lovely day and God bless you. If you'd like to be a guest on the Two Scoops of Truth podcast, please send me a message on Instagram. The page is Two Scoops of Truth, TWOSCOOPSOFTRUTH. Thank you.